Former Socceroo captain Craig Foster has formally called on the football governing body FIFA to do more to help secure the release of refugee football player Hakim Al Arabi. The Melbourne-based refugee has spent more than 60 days now in detention in Thailand at the request of his native country Bahrain, the country he fled in 2014. Last night, Craig Foster met with the FIFA Secretary General Fatma Samoura in Switzerland. He says Hakim Al Arabi's plight is now an emergency, as he claims that Bahrain has officially submitted a request for Hakim Al Arabi's extradition.
Bahrain, only in the last few days, have escalated this issue and clearly stated their intention in a brazen fashion to contravene the international human rights of Hakim Al Arabi and continue with their illegal extradition, or we would say refoulement of a refugee. The human rights policy of FIFA, we feel, is an incredibly important tool in this situation. You know, we want to see him back home as quickly as we possibly can.
Former Socceroo Craig Foster speaking in Zurich overnight. Australian lawyer Brendan Schwab is the executive director of the World Players Association. He was also at that meeting with the FIFA Secretary General. Brendan Schwab, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Brendan, we heard Craig Foster there. You've been calling for FIFA executives to do more to secure the release of Hakim Al Arabi, and if they don't, they should be sacked. Realistically, Brendan, what can a football governing body do that international diplomacy isn't managing to do at the moment?
Well, it can do a lot, but we also do need international diplomacy. The response of the international community to Hakim's predicament has been outstanding. We've seen organisations from Human Rights Watch to Amnesty International to the Australian Player and Trade Union Movement do their job. We're in engagement with the United Nations and all the specialised agencies. But where football and the Olympic movement is unique is that it has the leverage of sport and the leverage of just how important it is for countries to want to be a part of such a prestigious institution. And at a time when we're seeing the Gulf nations in particular invest so much in soft diplomacy through sport, then we do have the opportunity to make it clear that conditions come along with that. And one of those conditions is respect for the internationally recognised human rights of everyone, including players. Mm-hmm. And FIFA, to its credit, has done an enormous amount of work in response, particularly to the crisis that afflicted the migrant workers in Qatar and is ongoing but is being addressed in around 2015, that it now has a human rights framework which has legal teeth.
Okay, I'm going to come to that in a moment, but let's go to the meeting overnight. You presented the FIFA Secretary General, Fatma Samoura, with a petition with 30,000 names on it calling for the release of Hakim Al Arabi. What was the response from the Secretary General?
Well, she certainly she shares with us the gravity of this situation. There's no doubt that, and FIFA, and it has said from early December, as soon as it became aware of Hakim's predicament, that there can only be one outcome here that accords with international law and accords with FIFA standards, and that is that he's safely returned to Australia. What Craig was able to present was the urgency of the situation based on his recent visit to Hakim and to Thailand. Last week, FIFA issued a request to meet the Thai Prime Minister to facilitate Hakim's return to Australia. And the day after that, Bahrain accelerated their request for extradition, what we regard as refoulement under international law. So we regard that as an aggressive and a brazen act, and it's caused grave concern to everyone who's fighting for Hakim's return, including FIFA. So there now needs to be an equal effort on the part of everyone to apply leverage to the Bahrain authorities as well as the Thai authorities, and that includes the football associations, the Olympic committees, the ruling families, and of course the governments.
Okay, and do you believe FIFA is applying maximum pressure? And when we say football confederations, what about the Asia Football Confederation? Of course, the chair of that is Sheikh Salman himself from Bahrain. So is there? Do you believe there is a full court press, if you like, from FIFA and the other football confederations, or more could be done from the football bodies?
Well, we got a shared commitment from today that we're going to maximise this effort, and we need to see substantial progress this week. The reason being,
and what would that look like, Brendan? What would substantial progress look like?
We need to see. I think it's us getting to a situation where we're satisfied that Hakim's going to be returned to Australia, because there's two outcomes here where Bahrain win, and there's only one where Hakim wins. Hakim wins when he goes to Australia. Bahrain can win in one of two ways. They can get him extradited, which I think will create a massive international incident, or they can start a legal process which will see him caught in a Thai prison for a year, maybe longer, as they go through this awful process. So we need action and we need an outcome from Thailand and Bahrain before this extradition request really gets hold in the Thai courts.
Okay. Before this meeting, you and Craig Foster, let it be known that that your body, the Football Association, the Players Association, believe that under the FIFA Charter on Human Rights, that there must be more efforts made, and that if Hakim is indeed extradited to Bahrain, then FIFA executives should be sacked. What do you see as the power of that charter, and is FIFA doing enough to uphold that charter at the moment?
Well, under the policy, everyone is under a duty now to uphold human rights. In fact, the FIFA governance regulations say that the FIFA president, and this is quoting from them, must be a vanguard of human rights and humanitarian values. So now it's not enough to turn a blind eye. We need positive conduct, which shows a demonstrable movement towards achieving the right outcomes. Now, the particular focus of our inquiry, of course, has been Sheikh Salman, the president of the AFC, who's a member of the Bahraini ruling family. He has taken 60 days to do absolutely nothing in this matter publicly. We don't even know if he supports Hakim's return to Australia. He conveniently recused himself from this matter the day after Bahrain filed the extradition request. So human rights and participation in the governance of the sport are now non-negotiables from our point of view. FIFA, of course, will be very reluctant to go down the path of sporting sanctions, but we believe that it is a legitimate tool that accords with the broader human rights framework, and one that must remain on the table, particularly as we're now in an emergency situation.
Just before we get to sanctions, Sheikh Salman is expected to run for FIFA presidency in April. Now, he is also the Bahraini official who was publicly criticised by Hakim. Should Sheikh Al Khalifa be barred from FIFA candidacy, do you believe?
Well, I think there's certainly very strong grounds to do so, and he's going to now have to go through an integrity test, and that integrity test will be conducted by the processes within FIFA, and it must address human rights. So we're certainly going to be watching that very, very closely. We don't think he's qualified or capable of doing the job on this issue alone, and we do need to also look at the background, you know, the response on and targeting athletes in response to the pro-democracy protests. But they're issues for another day, Fran. What we have to do this week is get Hakim safely back to Australia. And those broader issues, we think, are of fundamental importance going down, looking at it from a long-term perspective. But we have a pressing emergency at the moment.
Okay. And just in terms of that emergency, you mentioned there's sanctions. What would be the trigger for sanctions, and what would sanctions look like, Brendan?
Well, we think the policy's strong, and there are a lot of statutes, like, for example, the FIFA statutes themselves say you cannot discriminate on the basis of a political opinion, and that is to result in suspension or expulsion. So we think the regulatory framework is there. FIFA's not instigated or done that before. But what we didn't know in other contexts is that being a member of the international football community is something which is incredibly valuable, and being excluded from it is a point of major leverage. And we think it's something that FIFA needs to look at. We think it's an easy option for FIFA, of course, in comparison with the calamity that we'll see should Hakim be returned to Bahrain to face long-term in prison and even torture.
So just briefly, Brendan, I'm sorry, we're almost at the news in 30 seconds, but would sanctions mean Thai football clubs being unable to play in comps, or Bahrain being expelled, their football teams?
Yeah, of course, that's what it means. You know, if the Thai FA or the Bahraini FA are excluded from the international football community, then their teams and their national teams are ineligible to participate in these competitions, international competitions.
Okay, Brendan Schwab, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Fran.
Brendan Schwab, Executive Director of the Football Representative Body, the World Players Association.